You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Jonathan Stefanski, CEO and co-founder at Vubix. Vubix provides a simple-to-use yet extremely powerful video platform that allows businesses to transform their viewers into customers. This is done by creating a customized video player that adds calls to action and interactive apps, which can be shared across the web, mobile, and social networks. Jonathan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
We're certainly happy that you came out to join us today. First of all, why did you decide to start Vubix?
Sure. So we, my co-founder and myself had a previous company in the video ad tech space. And what we realized really quickly in that space is that we were increasingly becoming a body shop to create custom solutions for companies. And really, we wanted to build a technology company and realized there was a huge need in the small and medium-sized business market and all the way up to enterprise in terms of the client base, who are looking for what we called customizable templates. And we're looking, given the power of the web and how traffic is moving from static content to video content, and we're looking for a solution that will enable them to easily transform their video viewers into customers. And that's really a solution that we wanted to provide in a scalable, robust fashion that met the needs of companies from small to large.
What business problem are you solving here with Vubix?
Sure. So great question. And when you think about it, right, given that growth, the exponential growth in video today, you know, the big challenge is that people are looking at the wrong metric. They're saying that video views are the metric that I should be focusing on. And really, when you think about that, you can get millions of video views, and we have customers that have done that, but that doesn't actually translate in terms of success for your company. Because at the end of the day, if you're a business, the reason you're creating a video is because ultimately you want to drive more leads or more sales or more engagements from that video to ultimately help your business. And we saw there was a real need in this space in that there were no platforms that allowed companies to actually allow those viewers to be turned into leads, to be turned into sales. And so this problem of video being non-engageable, non-interactive presented a really big opportunity for us to help companies, you know, use their videos to help their business and ultimately get the results that they're looking for in terms of the ROI from all the time and money they spent in building their videos.
Which verticals are currently leveraging Vubix?
So what we're seeing is really a really wide breadth and depth in terms of customers who are using our platform. In general, we basically have two criteria in terms of the types of companies that are using us. Number one, they have a video, and number two, they're using that video to help their business. So it's pretty wide. But ultimately, we're seeing a lot of, you know, various segments. Some of the more popular segments we're seeing, real estate brokers, a perfect example where they have videos of the homes that they're showing, but now while watching the video, I can add to Google Maps so people can see where it's located. I could Skype with an agent. I could see other listings. That's one vertical. Nonprofits are seeing a tremendous amount of growth where they are running events and you can see where those events are happening. You could donate. You could sign up for their mailing list. We're seeing a lot of in the entertainment space, product companies, service companies, travel, and education. So, you know, it really cuts across a pretty wide breadth and depth of verticals. And the really commonality across all of those verticals that we're seeing is that they have some type of objective that they're trying to achieve. And by adding what we do in terms of interactive apps and calls to actions in the video, we're able to engage those viewers at the point of interest, meaning while they're watching the video. And that really cuts across multiple verticals, but the commonality is that the end goal is the same. I want to drive more leads. I want to drive more sales for my business from my videos.
Today we are joined by Jonathan Stefanski, CEO and co-founder at Vubix. Vubix provides a simple-to-use yet extremely powerful video platform that allows businesses to transform their viewers into customers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jonathan, what type of results are your clients seeing today?
So what we're seeing in terms of the actual engagement rates from our clients, And this really cuts across the board, and we're talking about seeing this across millions of impressions every month, in that while someone's watching a video on the Vubix platform, they're seeing a greater than 20% engagement rate. And we define engagement pretty strictly. We're not talking about mouse overs. We're not talking about video view percentage. We're saying that while someone is watching this video, on average, more than 20% of the viewers will take an action. They'll click on the call to action button. They will fill out a form. They will share the player, really taking an action while watching the video. And again, as I said, it's been pretty consistent across many months, across tens of millions of impressions, a 20% plus engagement number. And that number is huge when you think about any other comparable engagement number while people are watching your videos.
Are you seeing different results on mobile and social networks?
So, great question. And I think, first of all, while you're thinking about your video strategy today, it's not just about the web. People are consuming your content on mobile devices. They're consuming it on social devices. You know, just to give an example, we ran a video engagement study that we released last quarter, and we looked, some of the things we looked at were these mobile results versus social versus the web. Today, about more than 10% of our views are coming from mobile devices, and we anticipate that number growing even larger. But what's been really remarkable is when we talk about this 20% engagement number on the web, on mobile and social, we see nearly double that. And you know, specifically, we talk about tablet devices, we're seeing north of 40% engagement rate. And the reason we think that there's such a significant increase in engagement rates on devices like tablet devices is that the touch experience lends itself extremely well to an engagement concept, and that if users can actually, while they're seeing a video, they can use their fingers, they can interface with the player in a much more, you know, personal fashion, it's resulted in a significant increase, nearly double an engagement rate that we're seeing on that. And also socially, we're seeing a very consistent experience as well, in that they're more engaged and it's a more captive audience. So, you know, we're very bullish in this, you know, distribution of your video content, and the need to think about distributing your videos not just on your website or your blog, but making sure you're reaching viewers on mobile devices and social networks. And we look at that as presenting huge opportunity as traffic moves towards more mobile devices, as representing a great opportunity for driving even higher engagement rates for our customers.
What advice would you give businesses using video online?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the answer I would give to that is very similar to that I would give to probably almost everything else, in that, you know, you don't know what you don't know. People ask us all the time, what apps work? How long should I make my video? Right? All of these type of things. And again, we can share a lot of the best common practices, but ultimately what we've seen in conjunction with our client base is the need to test, right? We include a very detailed analytics package and A/B testing platform. We allow people to clone players and create different versions of it. And so my advice would be to constantly be testing, right? And really to understand what works and what doesn't work requires you to continually A/B test, completely optimize, right? And your audience changes, and you need to be continually evolving your videos and the apps and the actions together with that. So my advice would be to be continually testing, using the tools, using, you know, the analytics that are built in to be able to optimize your performance for audience, for location, and for you to really maximize your ROI, you should, you know, be in this constant mindset of testing.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Vubix online.
Great, absolutely. They can go straight to Vubix.com. It's www.vieubix.com. That's vieubix.com. They can get all the information they need there, whether for case studies, pricing, and you name it, directly from our website.
Very good. And in conclusion, being the CEO and co-founder at Vubix, what advice would you give to anyone looking to create their own business?
Well, I would say, you know, one, you know, being the boss and being, you know, your own, you know, founder of a company has, you know, its pluses and minuses, right? You're ultimately, you respond to yourself, but all of the, you know, the pressure responds to you. So if you have an iron stomach and you're willing to enjoy, you know, the success that you need with your own hands, you know, my advice would be to kind of reach for the fences, and that if you're in a startup, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you know, you've built a business because you want to succeed, you know, and you want to succeed big time. So, you know, remember that you're a small startup. Remember that you can turn faster than larger companies. It's a huge advantage, and that you should always be pushing the envelope in terms of, you know, being, you know, going big instead of going home. And that would be my personal advice, is that we have such a big opportunity to, you know, in the entrepreneurial space, to contribute great ideas. And I would really, you know, advocate, you know, companies being creative, being, you know, constantly testing their product and services, but really reaching for the fences in terms of trying to create, you know, big game-changing companies and ideas, and really be as absolutely successful as you possibly can.
Certainly appreciate that advice and information about your company. He is Jonathan Stefanski, CEO and co-founder at ViewBix. ViewBix provides a simple-to-use yet extremely powerful video platform that allows businesses to transform their viewers into customers. And the website, once again, is ViewBix.com. Jonathan, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.